Well, Robert, here we are for the first of the revamped Furacia Nations Cup final. Ireland are at the party, which I suppose is something when you set out at the start of the year to make sure that you were at the new final.
Yeah, I mean, our goals would be European Championships, the Furacia League final, and of course to do well at our home show in Dublin.
And on that basis, you managed to do pretty well at your home show in Dublin, if my memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, we gave it a good lash. The lads were good, simply not good enough in the day. The Brits did an excellent job, and fair play to them. They did in the second round what we should have done. We didn't do it, and we finished third. But we gave it a good fight.
But the important thing is you qualified for here, and that's the important thing. So now with your team, how do you feel the team is shaping up after what has been a long campaign?
I have to say that the face of the whole sport has changed dramatically over the last couple of years, and it's really is truly has been globalized, and there's a lot of new emerging markets who are snapping at our heels and purchasing our horses, which is, I have to say, is the cup half full or half empty? And I have to say it's half full. Prices that are being paid are amazing. It has affected us because some of our good horses have been sold. We're not as strong as we would like to be here, but I think we're still in and can do well.
And it is, I suppose, the important thing is to get through the first round and then see what happens if you make it through to the final on Sunday.
Yes, indeed. There's 18 very, very good teams here and highly motivated. Of course, everybody would like to get to the big league final and for the top 8 teams. That's our goal and hopefully we can succeed in that.
And as you mentioned, the horsepower, but you've got your big riders here, Billy Toomey's here. But the important thing is, how are the horses and what sort of form are they in coming into this week?
Well, the boys have been very focused. This is one of our goals, and they've come here knowing full well that this is going to be a very, very tough challenge, and I believe they're ready to perform for us.
And it is important, is it? I mean, it sort of rounds off the year. We've had the European Championships. This is an important sort of event in every sense, and the prize money is staggering as well.
This is a hugely important weekend, as I see it. It's a truly global event. Incredible prize money. I'm sure it's the richest weekend in show jumping in the sport that we have ever seen. I think that's hugely significant. The publicity worldwide is going to be enormous. And indeed, we hope that we can, all the teams hope that we can give good value for money and put in good performances, because we have an audience, it is a sport, and we have responsibilities in that regard.
And can you reveal what you would be saying is the target you're setting? Obviously, winning would be the icing on the cake, but do you say, right, we should be looking at a top five or getting through to the final eight is the key?
Yeah, well, you know, in this sport, I think any time you tug out, you actually don't aim at mid-division or fifth or sixth or seventh. You always aim to win, you know, but hopefully that is good enough then on the day to qualify us for the final on next Sunday.